Okay, let's unpack this today because my feed is absolutely flooded with lobsters right now.
Yeah, the lobster emoji is literally everywhere.
Everywhere. If you've been on X lately, you've seen it. You've definitely seen the hype. We are talking about OpenClaw, which is this open source project that just exploded to, what, over 200,000 GitHub stars almost overnight?
It's wild. People are pitching it as this huge Jarvis moment where AI finally gets hands to actually control our computers.
Right, but then I look at the technical forums specifically on Reddit, and I'm seeing people screaming that it's actually a massive security nightmare that will bankrupt you. So what is the real story here? Are we looking at the future of work or just a very expensive way to break your computer?
Well, it is a really fascinating divide. You have this huge promise of an autonomous employee that runs terminal commands and edits files on its own. But if we dive into the Our Local Llama subreddit, a totally different picture emerges.
Yeah, and for you listening, Our Local Llama is the community for people running AI locally on their own hardware. They're usually the first to jump on this kind of tech.
Exactly. And the core question for them isn't just can it code, it's can the infrastructure actually handle it? There's a huge thread there right now titled "Anyone Actually Using OpenClaw?" And the vibe is honestly pretty icy.
Icy is a good word for it.
They keep calling it a glorified wrapper.
A glorified wrapper. I love that term. Let's break that down because it sounds pretty dismissive.
It is dismissive. A wrapper basically implies the tool isn't doing the heavy intellectual lifting. It's just a user interface glued to someone else's brain.
Like GPT-4 or Claude.
Right. OpenClaw is just the arms and legs. It relies entirely on those external paid models to make decisions. And if the brain isn't smart enough, those arms and legs just start breaking things.
Breaking things fast.
Right.
One user described watching at work as watching a machine slowly infecting itself, which is terrifying.
Yeah, but on Twitter, people are still obsessed with this idea of vibe coding.
Just vibing while the AI does all the heavy lifting.
Exactly. But vibing is getting really expensive here. There are reports of users racking up hundreds of dollars in API fees in just a single afternoon.
Wait, how does it get that expensive so fast? Why is doing so much more expensive than just chatting with a bot?
It all comes down to context and state. When you chat with a bot, it remembers the thread. But when an agent like OpenClaw tries to fix a bug in a huge code base, it has to reread the entire file structure and the error logs every single time it takes a step.
Oh, wow. So it's sending massive amounts of text back and forth to the paid API constantly.
Over and over again, just to maintain its understanding of what's happening.
So it's basically like hiring a contractor, but you have to pay them to reread the blueprints every 5 minutes before they hammer a single nail.
That is the perfect analogy, and this is exactly why the local dream is failing right now.
Right, because people want to run this on their Mac minis using a Llama to avoid those crazy fees.
Yeah, to save money and keep their data private. But the consensus on Our Local Llama is that local models just aren't smart enough yet for this level of autonomy.
They just get stuck, right?
Totally stuck, they get stuck in loops, they'll open a file, stare at it, and then just hallucinate commands until the user finally intervenes.
Bankruptcy by API.
Or just complete function paralysis.
Function paralysis is bad,
Yeah.
but we really need to talk about the active destruction. We have to discuss the anti-gravity bandwave, because this is where the story shifts from buggy software to life-altering consequences.
Yeah, this is probably the most critical warning we found in the sources.
Yeah.
So there is a paid tier of this ecosystem called anti-gravity.
Right.
Users who sign up for the pro or ultra tiers, which cost like $250 a month, suddenly found their entire Google ecosystem suspended.
And just to be absolutely clear for you listening, we aren't talking about getting banned from the AI tool itself. We are talking about losing Gmail, Google Drive, Google Photos.
Everything. Their entire digital identity was just wiped out without warning.
That is insane. How does that even happen?
It highlights a massive structural incompatibility. OpenClaw works by aggressively pulling APIs. It interacts with services in ways that look incredibly robotic.
Well, because it is a robot.
Exactly. So, to Google's security algorithms, an autonomous agent digging through your drive to organize files looks exactly like a botnet or a malicious scraper.
That is a huge wake-up call. You give an AI root access to your machine to boost your productivity, and it accidentally triggers a nuclear response from big tech.
Because it doesn't understand terms of service. It's the anti-gravity paradox, really. You want the agent to fly high and do all your work, but the internet's infrastructure is built to swat down anything moving that fast?
Right, we're shifting from chatting with AI to managing it, but our wallets and our safety nets just are not ready for that load.
They really aren't.
So it seems like those lobsters might be pinching the users a lot more than they're helping them right now.
I'd agree with that. And here's a final thought to really chew on before we wrap up.
Let's hear it.
If you deploy an autonomous agent and it breaks the terms of service agreement, or worse, it breaks a law on your behalf, and you didn't explicitly tell it to do that specific action, does that absolve you of the blame? Or are we entering a new era where we're held strictly liable for the digital crimes of our assistants?
Wow. Definitely something to mull over while you fiercely guard your API keys. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We will catch you on the next one.